and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 7th of December, 2007. It's the birthday of Noam Chomsky, born in Philadelphia in 1928, who started out as a linguist and believed that language was instinctive in human beings, unlike most linguists who believe that language is something children learn through habit and practice. But in his book, Syntactic Structures, 1957, Chomsky developed a way of describing grammatical elements of all languages to show that there's a universal grammar innate to the human brain. His ideas revolutionized the field. Better known to most people for his radical politics, however, in books such as Manufacturing Consent and Deterring Democracy. It's the birthday of the novelist Willa Cather, born in Back Creek Valley, Virginia, 1873. When she was a little girl, the family moved west to get away from a tuberculosis epidemic that had killed off all of her father's brothers. The little girl rode on the hay in the bottom of a wagon, holding onto the side. She said, "As we drove further and further out into the country, I felt a good deal as if we had come to the end of everything. It was a kind of erasure of personality." They settled in Red Cloud, Nebraska, and Willa Cather fell in love with the landscape. She wrote, "Elsewhere, the sky is the roof of the world, but here the earth is the floor of the sky." She wrote a series of novels about the pioneer life of her childhood, including O Pioneers, My Antonia, and others. Willa Cather, who said, "I like trees because they seem more resigned to the way they have to live than other things do." And it was on this day in 1941 that Japanese bombers attacked Pearl Harbor. On that morning, a Sunday morning, soldiers at Pearl Harbor were learning how to use their new radar technology, and they saw a large number of planes heading toward the islands. They telephoned an officer, asked him what to do. The officer said they must be American B-17s on their way back, and so not to worry about it. The Japanese bombers began their attack at 7:48 a.m., two waves of 360 planes, slow torpedo bombers first, and then dive bombers. Most of the damage occurred in the first 30 minutes. The USS Oklahoma capsized, the California, Nevada, and West Virginia sank in shallow water. The USS Arizona completely destroyed, killing more than 1,500 soldiers aboard. When the nurses arrived for morning duty at the base, they found hundreds of injured men in shock and pain all over the place. The nurses ran around administering morphine, and to prevent overdoses, they wrote the letter M on each man's forehead with lipstick. There were 2,390 Americans killed at Pearl Harbor and 1,178 wounded. And the next day, Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave his famous Day of Infamy speech to Congress, which declared war. It was the beginning of World War II. Here's a poem for today by Anne Sexton, entitled Snow. Snow, blessed snow, comes out of the sky like bleached flies. The ground is no longer naked. The ground has on its clothes. The trees poke out of sheets, and each branch wears the sock of God. There is hope everywhere. I bite it. Someone once said, "Don't bite till you know if it's bread or stone." What I bite is all bread, rising, yeasty as a cloud. There is hope everywhere. Today, God gives milk, and I have the pail. Anne Sexton's poem, Snow, from The Awful Rowing Toward God, published by Houghton Mifflin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.